阿弥陀佛，诸佛菩萨，宣公上人，各位法师，各位佛友，大家晚上好。今晚又轮到李建卓上台报告了。今天我讲的内容也是我最初信佛直至来到万佛圣城的这段经历，以此来反省自己，千里迢迢在此不要迷失在当下，随帮畅饮空过了光阴。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, all Dharma Masters, and all friends in Dharma, good evening. Now it's Jianzhuo's turn to come up here to make the report again. The topic I'm going to talk about is how I start believing in Buddha until the experience that I have as CDTB, in order to reflect myself that I shouldn't come here from all so far away and waste the time and just follow the crowd without accomplishing anything.
说起我最初认识佛教，那应该是我有的第一尊观世音菩萨像了。我生长在黑龙江大庆，那是一个因盛产石油而后新建起的城市。在我小的时候，那儿没有什么寺院，我的家庭也不信佛。大概是在我十岁左右，一次和我妈妈去商店，在一处卖工艺品柜台的店前面，我被一尊手拿净瓶的滴水观音像深深吸引了，我非常喜欢，于是就恳求妈妈能买给我。回家后，我有时也会拜拜这尊观音像，家人还为此笑我，小小年纪在哪里学来的。
Speaking of how I got to know about Buddhism, it should start with the first Guanyin Bodhisattva image that I have ever have. I was born and raised in the province Heilongjiang and city Daqing. The city didn't get started forming until lots of petroleum were discovered. When I was young, there wasn't much monastery, and my family doesn't believe in Buddhism either. Around when I was about 10 years old, I had went to a store with my mom, and in front of the counter who sell the crafts, I was attracted deeply by a Guanyin Bodhisattva image with a purity vase in hand. I was really fond of that image, so I asked my mom sincerely to buy it for me. When I returned home, I sometimes bowed to these Guanyin images, and my family was laughing at me and saying, "How did you learn this? Where did you learn this from at this young age?"
后来上大学时在哈尔滨，我就经常去那儿的极乐寺。那时也不懂什么是佛法，也不知道去问谁，只是去那儿拜拜佛，在那里待上一会儿，我就觉得心里很舒服，所以差不多每一两个月都去一趟。
After I went to college at Harbin, I often went to visit a temple called the Ultimate Bliss. I didn't know much of Buddhism at the time, and I didn't know who I should ask. So I just simply go there to pay respect to the Buddha. And I normally feel really comfortable and peaceful after I stay there for a while. So I feel like I have to go there every 1 or 2 months.
大学毕业以后，我们举家搬到上海。从学校毕业，走入社会，生活更加丰富多彩了。我也同样按照一般人的方式追求着所谓的幸福，就是去满足自己种种的欲望，尽情地享受着物质生活。虽然是衣食无忧，但慢慢觉得生活就是不断地追求着一个接着一个的欲望和目标，然后再去努力完成这些目标。得到暂时的喜悦之后，接下来却是更多的担忧和烦恼，就这样周而复始，没完没了，总觉得心是悬在那里，没有踏实的感觉。
After I graduated from college, our whole family moved to Shanghai, and I start working and in the society. My life becomes so colorful, and I just follow along with everybody to chase after what is so called or considered blessings. That is to satisfy all various kind of desire of myself and try to enjoy all the material life. Even though I didn't have to worry about my life, I gradually feel that my life is just constantly chasing after all the desires and goal, and then try very hard to accomplish the goal. And then I will have attained some kind of joy temporarily. Follow to that is more worry or affliction, and things just go on like this, on and on, without ending. And I always feel that my heart was hang up there without any feeling of really solid feeling.
我有时想，无论你拥有什么，房子、车、财产，这些随时都会没有，就连最爱我的父母也一样有一天会离开我。对于未来的迷茫和不可掌控，想到这些，我就觉得心就像在一个漆黑的深渊里一样恐惧。和朋友说起我的感受，都是觉得我在杞人忧天。我就问自己，那我究竟在追求些什么呢？活着为什么呢？难道就这样一辈子吗？我就开始寻找答案。
Sometimes I would think that no matter if you have some kind of house, car, or any property, all this thing will be gone anytime. Even the parents that love me may disappear, leave me some days. So whenever I think of this, about the future that is not something that I can in control of, I would have deep fear. When I talk to my friends about this, and they would just think I will be like the people at GE and fearing that the heaven is going to fall down on me. So then I just ask myself, so what is the meaning of what something that I was chasing after?
后来直到我学了佛法以后，受了皈依，我的心才踏实，真正感到心有所依了。虽然没有完全踏实，至少我有了方向，不再迷茫了。
Not until I start learning Buddhism, taking refuge, I feel that my mind kind of start to settle down, and I feel there is something that I can rely on. And even though I didn't feel completely secure, at least I have a direction to follow without any further confusion.
我真正开始学佛是在03年时，那一年去普陀山过年，我从那儿请回了两本书。我那时对佛教一点概念都没有，只是随意选了两本书，却选的是禅宗公案的书。回来我一看有点傻眼了，天哪，这些字我明明都认识，可是我怎么看不懂呢？这一问一答的都在说些什么？你问南他指北，你问东他答西，这看起来完全没有关系。我想我怎么笨成这个样子，再多看几次，结果还是看不懂。
It was 2003 that when I really start learning about Buddhism. That year, when there was a new year, I went to Mount Potala. At that time, I had found two books. At that time, I didn't know anything about Buddhism. I have no concept at all. And I just kind of casually chose two books. What I chose was the accounts about the Chan school. So when I returned and started reading it, I was kind of stunned. I was like, oh, actually I can understand every single of the word, but how come I didn't understand them at all? All the questions and answers, I just don't catch them at all. The question will be referring to something in the south, and the answer will be something referring to something in the north. So I it doesn't make any sense to me at all. And I was thinking, how come I become so dumb? Even after reading for another few times, I still couldn't understand it at all.
就在我对自己很失望的时候，听家人谈起奶奶的干女儿学佛几年，痴迷的想要出家，我听了心里窃喜，终于找到一个学佛的了。恰巧那个姑姑那时也非常希望奶奶在有生之年能学习到佛法，所以托人带来一大摞佛书给奶奶看。我看后真是大喜，一直求之不得的书出现了，高兴地和奶奶说，我先拿回去看看。说着就抱起书拿到我房间里，迫切地读起来了。这些都是一些基础的佛学书，像为什么要吃素、因果实录、高僧事迹等等。
When I was about to lose hope, my family started to talk about the goddaughter of my grandmother, that how she had learned Buddhism for a few years, and now she is so delusive that she wants to leave home. I was full of joy when I heard that. I feel like, oh, finally I found someone who learned about Buddhism. And it happened to be that auntie really wished that my grandmom can start learning Buddhism for the rest of her life. So I had asked, the auntie had asked someone else to deliver some books about Buddhism to my grandmom. And I was filled with great joy at that time when I saw that. Something that I had been looking for appeared to me. So I was so happy and told my grandmom, said, I will just take them and start reading them first. And so then I took all the books to my room, and I couldn't wait to start reading about those books. Those books are all Buddhism books, and they have all the basic concepts about Buddhism, such as why should we become vegetarian, or all the cases about cause and effect, or the high sangha events.
我真是生平第一次体会到读书如饥似渴的感觉。那时，那个道理，感觉那个道理就像一道阳光照进了我的心里。我兴奋地在心里说：“这就是我要找的，我找到了。”看着看着，我才知道，我天天在餐桌上吃的那些肉，我从来都不曾想过他们是怎么来的。而看到这些活生生的生命是怎么被杀死的，他们也像我们一样爱惜着自己的生命。我这时才意识到自己做了些什么。我一边看一边哭。我深深地忏悔过去的无知。在吃晚餐的时候，我打开了我的房门，向家人宣布，我从今天起开始吃素了。当时家人也没当真，可能觉得像我这种无肉不欢的人，大概也就是心血来潮说说而已。
So that was the very, very first time in my life that I had the feeling of a craving to read the books. Those principles are just like sunshine that was shining on my mind, and I was so excited because this is something I've been looking for, and I finally found them. When I was reading, I realized the meat that I had been eating on the tiny dining table every single day, that I had never thought of how they were from, And when I saw how those lives were killing a life, and they were lives that they really cherished their own life, and at this time I start realizing what I had done. And so I start crying when I was reading at the time, and I deeply repent the past ignorance that I have. So when I was at the time for dinner, I opened my door and announced it to my family that starting from today I was become vegetarian, stop eating meat. And my family didn't take it for real because they were thinking I'm that kind of person that will not be happy without me, and I'll probably just say it.
看完了这一摞书，我还想接着再看。其中有一本书是上海佛学书局出版的， 我就照着那个地址找到那个书店，那里应该是中国一家佛教书籍比较正规也很齐全的书店。我进去一看，这么多的书，看得我眼花缭乱，都不知道该选哪一本好。这是一位法师带一个在家人进来，这个法师要了一本书，对那个在家人说，你要看这本书，这本书很重要的。他们买完很快就走了，我于是也要来了这本书。一看这本书像字典一样厚，心想我能看懂吗？不管了，法师都说很重要了，就买回去看看。
After I had read all those books, I still think I want to continue reading about Buddhism. One of the books was published by the Buddhism Bureau in Shanghai. So I just followed the address and found the bookstore. That bookstore was considered a bookstore that has really lots of Buddhism books. So when I just went in and I saw lots of books,And I was so confused which one I should choose. At this time, a Dhamma master came in with the lay people. This Dhamma master asked for one book and told the lay people, said, you should read this book. This is a really important book. So after they purchased the book, they left. Then I asked for this book as well. And this book was as thick as a dictionary. I was thinking in my mind, would I be able to understand it? Well, since the Dhamma master has said this is an important book, then I should just purchase it and read it.
可能这本书就是我和万佛城的最初因缘吧。这本书就是上人讲的《楞严经浅释》。回去之后怎么看也看不进去，不单意思难懂，繁体字也让我看得很辛苦。一向不爱读书的我，却不知道怎么了，就想要看懂这本书在讲什么。那看不进去，我就做笔记抄写。就这样，好像过了一道障碍之后，我就慢慢的看进去了，而且越看越觉得有意思。
Maybe this is the book that tie my initial conditions affinities with City of 10,000 Buddhas. This book is the commentary on.Shragama Sutra by Venerable Master. When I returned, no matter how much I tried, I just couldn't read it. And not only can't I understand the meaning, and it takes me a lot of effort to read the traditional Chinese as well. Normally, I didn't like to read. However, I just don't understand why I really have to understand this book. So even though I couldn't read it,I start taking notes and copy the sutra. Start taking notes and copy. And after a while, after I went through all this obstacle, I gradually can start reading it. And I start feel interesting in reading it as well.
在家学佛很不容易，没有善知识的指引和同修们的提点。虽然是有各种的书和丰富的网络信息，但让人更加没有方向，不知道什么才是学习的重点和次第，所以只能自己在那儿盲修瞎练，很容易走偏了，自己还不知道。我一直很想来道场和大众共修，每次去寺院回来以后，这个想法就更加强烈。我也打听女众道场的情况，曾经想去看过两个道场，但似乎因缘总是不具足，所以一直都没去成。
It's not easy to learn Buddha Dhamma at home, especially there's no guidance from a good knowing advisor or a reminder from the fellow cultivator. Even though there are lots of books or lots of internet information, but it, in contrary, that would make people feel like there's no direction at all and didn't know what is the key point or sequence of learning the Buddha Dhamma. So I can just try to cultivate or do whatever I can do. And so it will be easy that you will get lost. I always want to cultivate in way place with the great assembly. So every time when I return from a monastery visit, this thought would become stronger each time. And I try to find out way places of the women's cultivating way places. And I had thought of visiting two of the way places, but it seems like the condition is not complete, so I had never get a chance to go.
在家学佛那段，在我非常困难的时候，就会有梦境适时的来指引和教导我。这样的梦不像是在做梦，大概是在凌晨的时候，很清楚，很真实的。之后就会在梦境中醒来。那时，就在我迫切的找道场时，我一直求观世音菩萨给我指点哪里才是我有缘的道场。但是就曾有两个梦境来指引我。
When I was learning Buddhism at home, and during the difficult time, there's always dream with guidance and teaching. Those dreams doesn't seem like in the dream. They always happen in the early morning, and seems real to me. And then I will wake up in the dream.When I was interested in looking for a way places, I would pray to Guanyin Bodhisattva to give me guidance and to let me know where is the monastery that has affinity with me. And at that time, there were two dreams that gave me guidance.
我有一段特别喜欢看禅宗公案和讲关于明心见性的书，成天心里反复就琢磨着这些道理。有一天下午看着这个书，看着看着我睡着了，梦见自己做错了什么事，之后我在洗澡，而对面悬挂着一台电视，电视里是在给我讲法，讲的原话我记不清了，大概的意思就是明心见性不是想出来的，是要自净其心。我醒了之后明白这个梦的寓意是在告诉我，我现在有很多的习气毛病，洗澡就是要我洗尘除垢。学佛不能只在这研究理论，要放下身心去身体力行实践佛法，不能再耽误时间了，要下决心找道场。
There was a time I really liked to read about Chan school and something about realizing your mind and see the true nature. And all day long I would contemplate on these principles.One of the afternoon, I fell asleep after I was reading, and then I had dreamed that I had done something wrong, and then afterwards I was taking a shower. And opposite from me, there was a television hanging up, and there was lecturing for me in the TV. I don't remember exactly what has been lectured, but the rough meaning of it is to see your mind, to realize your mind and see the true nature is not something that you can figure it out. You need to purify your own mind. After I woke up, I realized this dream is telling me that I have a lot of bad habits. And to taking a shower is asking me to wash off all the dust and defilement.To learn the Buddha Dhamma is not just investigating the principle or the theory. We should put on our body and mind to actually experience and practice the Buddha Dhamma. I shouldn't continue delaying in postponing, and I should make up my mind to find a proper way place.
在来圣城的两年前，有一个早上，又有一个梦境。我在处理结束一些事情之后，就郑重其事地跟爸爸说我要出国了，然后就醒来了。我醒来知道这个梦是有意义的，但我想不通我出国做什么。本来2004年是要来美国的，但是我放弃了。自从学佛以后，我哪儿都不想去，也觉得学佛当然是在中国了。我就想出国是什么意思呢？慢慢地想是去国外的道场。去哪个国家呢？再想要准备这些麻烦的出国手续，算了吧，还是等机缘再说吧。
One morning, there's another state happened 2 years before I came to the City of 10,000 Buddhas. It was after I was done doing something. And then I told my father, seriously, that I'm going overseas. And then I woke up from the dream. I realized after the dream that there's some meaning behind it. I couldn't figure out why or what was I doing going overseas. Originally, I was coming to America in year 2004, but I gave up. Ever since I started learning Buddha Dhamma, I don't feel like going anywhere. And I thought, if I want to learn Buddha Dhamma, I should have to stay in China. And I was thinking, what does it mean of going overseas? To go to the monastery in overseas country? Which country should I go? When I was thinking about all the procedures to get ready for going overseas, I was thinking, oh, forget it. I will just wait until all the condition is right.
我就先做好了去道场的准备，就这样一晃两年过去了。我的好朋友来美国办事，有一天打电话给我，急迫的希望我能来美国陪他。这时我知道时候到了，于是我就开始办理签证，很快很顺利的就办好了签证。来到美国之后，有一位住在凤凰城的朋友，他是我来美国之前一年认识的，他知道我来此的心意，而那时又正是她老公的假期，于是他们夫妇，于是就在我来美国的第三天，他们夫妇就驾车带我从洛杉矶一路来到了万佛城。到的那天正是观音期的禅三，本来我是在美国没有一个认识的人。说起来这个朋友认识的因缘也挺有意思，回头看过去才知道原来是冥冥中早有安排。
So then I make all the necessary preparation to go to a way place. And then 2 years had passed. My girlfriend came to America for business. And one day she called me and urged me to come to keep her company in America. So at this time I realized the time is up, is the time. So then I start to apply for visa.And then I got visa. Before I came to America, a friend lived in Phoenix. She's someone that I knew a year before I came to America. She knew the intention of me coming to America. And at that time, it was her husband's holiday. So they kept me. At the third day I arrived in America, they decide to drive meall the way from Los Angeles to City of 10,000 Buddhas. The day we arrived was the Chan section after the Guanyin section. Originally, I didn't know anybody in America. So I think the condition of getting to know this friend has some meaning in behind. It seems like it was arranged previously.
来圣城以后就不再有那种特别的梦境来指点我了。我想是因为现在天天都已经在上人的指点和教导中了吧。想想学佛以来一路曲曲折折，最后能来到圣城，真是庆幸自己在这个末法时代里竟能遇到这个正法道场。
After I arrived at City of 10,000 Buddha, I didn't have any more special dream to instruct me. I feel it's because I have been under the guidance and teaching of Venerable Master every single day.So I'm thinking ever since I started learning Buddha Dhamma, all this something that I feel like I'm so lucky to find a way place with proper Dhamma at the Dhamma ending age. And I, without the proper guidance of good knowing advisor, it's there, people can get confused in front of this vast Buddha Dhamma.
虽然我没那个福报遇上上人，但我觉得上人一直都在。就像昨天晚上上人禅期开示里说的一样，师父领进门，修行在个人，已经给你们指出成佛的路了，走不走还是看你自己。那就老老实实的去实践上人的教导，那上人又何曾离开过我们？
Even though I don't have the blessing, you know, I don't have the blessing to encounter Venerable Master, but I feel Venerable Master was always there, here. just like the instruction from the Chan talk from Venerable Master last night, that the master will lead you into the door, but it's really up to the individual to cultivate. And since I already point out the road, the path to realize the Buddhahood, it's really up to you to see if you want to walk the path. 阿弥陀佛。